created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Now, I remember a lot of stories from back in the days before I met your mother, but there's one story I don't remember. Uncle Marshall still refers to it as the pineapple incident. The night started like any other. We were downstairs at the bar.
Hey, on the house.
Whoa.
It's my own concoction. I call it the Red Dragon.
Wow.
Thanks, Carl.
Wow. That's really sweet.
We're not really doing shots, are we?
Not in a million years.
We slip kind of like blood.
Okay. I know that you've all dismissed this theory before, but is there any chance that Carl is a vampire?
That's
yes.
No, you guys, I'm serious. Think about it. He always wears black. We never see him in the daylight, only after dark.
Oh, my God. That does describe a vampire. Or, you know, a bartender. Well, I should go get dressed.
Where you going, buddy? Hot date?
Oh, I'll say. She's going out with a billionaire. Lily, I told you not to call him that.
Wait, you're really going out with a billionaire?
He's not a billionaire. He's a 100 millionaire. Why do people always round up?
So, where's Thurston Howell taking you?
A charity dinner.
Yeah, $2,000 a plate. 1,500, stop rounding up. And it's for third world hunger.
You gonna put out?
What?
There's only one reason he's taking her to this dinner, and it's not so little Mutu can get his malaria pills.
Oh. I think my soul just threw up a little bit. Well, I'm gonna be late. You guys have fun. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya.
You okay?
Sure, why?
Oh, I don't know. Girl of your dreams, dating a billionaire.
Okay, first of all, 100 millionaire. And second, she's not the girl of my dreams. We're just friends. Look, it would not be smart if we got together. I mean, I'm looking to settle down. She's looking for all...
Well, you done? Great. Check out table number 4. See that little hottie on the end? She's short, but has an ample bosom. I love it. She's like half boob.
Yeah, and say what? What's our big opening line?
It was Daddy's home.
Daddy's home?
Yeah.
Okay, you want us to go over there right now and say to those girls, Daddy's home. Really think about that, Barney.
Yeah, I think it's pretty solid.
Okay, think about this. Is there even a single item on the menu that has garlic in it?
Garlic fries.
Okay, well, I'll get back to you.
Oh, Daddy's back. See, if you'd taken a moment to think about that...
Then Daddy wouldn't have gotten this 7-digit Father's Day card from Amy.
That worked. I hate the world.
Ted, your problem is all you do is think, think, think. I'm teaching you how to do, do, do.
Do-do.
Totally.
So, I think a lot. I happen to have a very powerful brain. It can't be helped.
Oh, yes, it can.
Interesting.
Ted, I believe you and I met for a reason. It's like the universe was saying, hey, Barney, there's this dude, he's pretty cool, but it's your job to make him awesome. Your brain screws you up, Ted. It gets in the way. It happened with Robin, it happened with Half Boob, and it's gonna keep on happening until you power down that bucket of neuroses inebriation style.
So what, you want me to do a shot?
Oh, no. I want you to do 5 shots.
Ooh, more interesting.
Barney, I think you've officially...
No, don't think. Do.
Ted, he's right. You overthink. Maybe you should overdrink.
Drink. Lily, will you tell these guys how stupid they're being?
Guys, you are being immature and moronic and drink.
Ah.
Drink.
Yeah! Drink.
Let me tell you something about this brain, okay?
Drink.
Your alcohol cannot stop this brain.
Drink. I love it.
This brain, dear mortals, is no ordinary brain.
Drink.
This is a super brain.
Drink.
This brain is unstoppable. This brain.
And that's all I remember, except for a few hazy memories.
The pineapple spins between flames, together with the message, I am Ted, please call, and Ted's phone number.
But really, the next thing I remember was waking up the following morning.
Ted rolls over and sees the pineapple on his bedside table. He looks at it curiously, then sits up, only to find there's a woman sleeping in the bed next to him.
So there were some unanswered questions. How much did I drink? How did I sprain my ankle?
It suddenly gives way.
And who is this girl in my bed?
There's a rock star.
Okay, what the hell happened last night? You really don't remember? Superbrain?
So Uncle Marshall and Aunt Lily filled me in.
And how'd you guys like the shots?
I drank all five, bitch.
I love drunk Ted.
Marshall thinks you're a vampire.
And if he pukes, one of you guys cleans it up.
No dips. Oh, damn it.
How quickly you all forget. I haven't puked since high school. I am vomit-free since 93. Vomit-free since 93. That's funny. I'm funny.
Who are you calling?
Robin.
Bad idea, jeans.
No, it's a great idea. That's the whole point of getting drunk. You do things you'd never do in a million years if you were sober.
Says every girl you've ever slept with.
Say what?
Hello, Robin, it's Ted.
Oh, hi, Ted.
Hello, Robin, it's Ted.
Hi, Ted. Sounds like you're having fun.
Robin, have I ever told you that I am vomit-free since 93?
Listen, Ted, I can't really talk right... 93? Dude, that's impressive.
I don't say this enough, but you're a great woman and a great reporter. You should be on 60 Minutes. You should be one of the minutes.
That's sweet. And odd, but I'm kind of on a date right now.
Yeah, and I disagree with Barney. Just because this guy's spending a lot of money doesn't mean you have to put out. Take it slow, Robin. Take it slow. Slow.
Bye, Ted.
Slow.
Wow, right. That's why we don't do shots.
Friends don't let friends drink and dial.
I need that phone back.
You'll get this back at the end of class.
Ding! Class dismissed. Here you go, kid. You call whoever you want.
Thank you, kind sir. At least someone appreciates the fact that I am doing and not thinking. And now, I don't think I won't not go to the bathroom.
Was that necessary? He is not making smart decisions.
Exactly. It's like, what's he gonna do next? I don't know, but I wanna find out.
Cheap Trick. Oh, Ted.
Hello again, Ted.
Hey, it's me again. Plain to see again. Please, can I see you every day? I love everyone in this bar! And we love you, Drunk Ted. I'm a fool again. I fell in love with you.
Ted?
Well, that explains the ankle.
And then we brought you home and put you to bed.
Was there anyone else in there with me?
Lily's jaw drops. Then she and Marshall hurry to take a peek around Ted's bedroom door. The woman with long brown hair is still sleeping.
There's a girl in there.
I know. And a pineapple. I know.
Who is she?
I don't know. What the hell happened to my jacket?
Whoa.
That girl in there is alive, right?
I should call Barney. Maybe he knows what happened.
Marshall hands him the phone. Barney's phone's ringing somewhere in the apartment. They find Barney, fully clothed, reclining in the bath.
Hello.
Why are you sleeping in our tub?
The porcelain keeps the suit from wrinkling.
Wait, were you here when I went to the bathroom in the middle of the night?
Don't worry, I slept through it. I totally didn't sleep through it. Oh, and wow, for a little girl, you got a big tank.
How did you get in here anyway? We put Ted to bed around 1.
Oh, you put Ted to bed, all right.
You guys take care of me. You guys are the best. I love you guys so much.
Good night, Ted.
Love you too, buddy.
I'm back, baby doll!
He rallies, and the night begins now. All right, game face on. Carl, 2 more.
All right, what do we think of this one?
I think...
Trick question, no thinking. You know what time it is?
Huh.
It's 2:00. Let's ride.
Bring it!
Huh? Have you met Ted?
Excuse me.
You're calling Robin.
I'm calling Robin.
Ted, as your mentor and spiritual guide, I forbid you from calling her.
Oh, yeah? What you gonna do?
If you complete that call, I will set your coat on fire.
You're bluffing.
Hello, Robin, it's Ted.
Ted, for the last time, stop. Ted?
You set me on fire.
Real suede wouldn't have gone up so fast. You got robbed. This is a blend.
You set me on fire. And who's the girl in my bed?
Shocked, Barney rushes to take a look in Ted's bedroom, then dashes back to the sofa.
There's a girl in your bed.
And a pineapple. Am I the only one who's curious about the pineapple?
Who is she?
I have no idea.
Nice.
You really don't know who that is?
No. After I hosed you down with the beverage gun, I brought you back here.
I better not have gotten burned.
Oh. Did any of you write that?
Hi, I'm Ted. If lost, please call. Whose number is that?
I don't know.
Dude, call it. Oh, hold on. I'm gonna make some popcorn. Okay, you can call now. God, this is intense. I love it.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
You called me. Who's this?
It's Ted.
It's Carl from the bar.
And then Carl filled us in.
Barney, you've always taken care of me. You are a gentleman and a scholar. Go into my stable and take my finest stallion. He's yours. His name is Windjammer.
Sleep it off, Rob.
I'm back, baby doll! And I am gonna throw up. I threw up? My streak is over. Vomit free since 05 doesn't sound good. Sorry, Carl, go on.
Carl,
did you know the word karaoke is Japanese for empty orchestra? Isn't that hauntingly beautiful? Are you a vampire?
All right, I'm cutting you off. Go home and get some sleep, Ted.
Yeah, the sun's gonna come up soon. Wouldn't want to be around for that, would we? Hey, how easy do you think it'd be to sneak into the zoo? I have to see some penguins, like, right now.
All right, give me your arm.
Okay.
This way. If you pass out in the gutter... someone will call me, and I will come get you.
Thanks, Carl. We can't just be friends. We're attracted to each other. We both know it.
Excuse me?
Me and Robin. I have to make one more call.
Yeah, this will go good.
Ted waits for an answer.
Hey, it's me again. Look, who are we kidding? You and I are both attracted to each other. We're young, we're drunk, half of us anyway, and we only get one life. So why don't you come over to my apartment right now, and we'll think of something stupid to do together. Really? Great. Wait, really? Great. Thanks, Carl. It's Robin. That's Robin in there.
Did you guys...
When Ted shrugs, Barney puts up his hand.
Oh, come on. You've got to give me this one. Those five shots got you farther with Robin than your brain ever did. See what happens when you don't think? You do. More importantly, you do Robin. Come on.
All right, right over here.
Still, what does this mean? Are we dating now? I mean, I never pictured it going down this way, but... maybe that's how it had to happen. I mean, think about it.
Someone get him a shot. He's thinking again.
No, hold on, man. Maybe it's not such a bad idea to think about this one. You and Robin went down this road before. You got dinged up really bad.
You know who might have something to say about Ted's future with Robin? Robin. Go wake her up.
Yeah, wake her up and say what?
Daddy's home.
Good luck, buddy.
As Ted creeps back into his bedroom, the phone in his hand rings.
Hello?
Ted, it's Robin.
He stares at the woman face down in his bed.
Are you sure? Hey, Robin, how are you?
Ted, I think you and I should have a talk about those phone calls last night. Do you mind if I swing by?
The pineapple.
Yeah, sure, come on over.
Thanks.
No, wait, don't come. She's coming over. Crap.
Wait, this is killing me. We have to find out who that girl is.
Trudy. My name is Trudy.
And then Trudy filled us in.
I'm just surprised you didn't dump him sooner.
I know. It's 2 years of my life I'm never getting back. A little part of me wants to just jump the bones of the next guy I see.
Daddy's home.
Or the one after that.
Okay, fair enough. But I've got to prove a point to a friend, so you just gave me your number, and your name is Amy. Ladies?
I love everyone in this bar!
Look at that idiot go. He's kind of cute.
I fell in love.
In the toilets.
What are you doing in the men's room? What am I doing in the ladies' room? Oh, right, I came in here because I thought I was going to throw up.
Did you?
I did not. And the streak continues vomit-free since 93. Sorry, Trudy, go on.
I liked your performance.
What, the karaoke? Domo arigato.
I wish I had your guts. Getting up and making a complete idiot of myself.
Do it.
I don't know. Still, I've had a pretty serious week. I guess you're Stan to do something stupid.
I'm something stupid? Do me.
You're funny.
Hey, can I call you sometime?
Okay.
Haha.
Here, let me.
Why do they call it karaoke anyhow? Was it invented by a woman named Karaoke? These are the kinds of things I think about.
Karaoke is Japanese for empty orchestra.
That's hauntingly beautiful. Hey, it works.
Then I guess you're gonna have to call me.
I gotta make one more call.
Hello?
Hey, it's me again.
Hey.
Look, who are we kidding? You and I are both attracted to each other. We're young, we're drunk. Half of us anyway, and we only get one life.
So I came over here. And now I'm really, really embarrassed.
Damn it, Trudy, what about the pineapple? Sorry. Robin's here. Look, Trudy, I need you to hide in my bedroom.
Why, is that your girlfriend?
No, that's not my girlfriend. Look, it's complicated.
Well, you're married, yeah.
No, I'm not married. I'll explain after you hide.
As Trudy goes into the bedroom, Ted limps to the door.
Hey.
Hey, Robin. Robin. Top of the morning.
Sorry I kept calling you like that. I was pretty drunk.
Oh, no kidding. Those calls were really weird. Look, Ted, maybe we need to talk. Let's go get a snack.
I love to snack.
I'm good.
They leave Robin and Ted alone.
Come on, those calls weren't that weird.
Robin gets her phone out of her handbag.
Robin, come hang out. Okay, I'm gonna make this sound so you come hang out.
That goes on for 3.5 minutes.
Without a breath? That's got to be some kind of record.
Ted, you can't do this. Please. We agreed to be friends, and now you're making it all confusing.
No, I'm not. Look, I just turned off my brain for the night. Nothing's changed. You've moved on, I've moved on.
Really? You moved on?
Yes. What, you don't believe me? Oh, okay. Trudy, come on out. You are gonna laugh.
Wait, you were with someone last night?
Yeah, Trudy. She's cool. Trudy, come on out. Yeah, seriously, it's okay. This is so Trudy. She's really shy, I think. Trudy?
The bedroom window's open and Trudy's gone. Robin goes up to the pineapple.
Hi, Trudy. I'm Robin. It's nice to meet you. You're right, she is shy.
I'm not making this up. She must have climbed out the fire escape. Whatever. Whatever. I don't care what you think.
Then why'd you hide her from me?
Wow, you're good. Anyone ever tell you you should be on 60 Minutes?
Yes, you did. Last night.
Really? Well.
Get some sleep, Ted. You had a long night. And don't feel bad. I've woken up with worse.
She heads out.
I left Trudy a message, but she never called me back. That's just how life works sometimes. You turn off your brain for a night, and all you're left with the next day is a bad hangover, a sprained ankle, and a pineapple. Oh, and we never found out where that pineapple came from, but it was delicious.